Saturday, supposed to be cloudy, windy, with rain likely, continued unseasonably cool, highs in the 40s.
Saturday, in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
Well, we can't congregate anyway. Maybe by the 4th, everything will be back to normal. Let's get to the entertainment report from Channel 9. Here is Dean Richards. Happy Friday, Dean.
Happy dreary Friday.
Hey, I want to ask you about this Rolling Stones song, this new one. It's my understanding now that even though this sounds like something perfect for the pandemic, that they were working on this for a long time, weren't they?
They were. They were. Even before the pandemic and the lockdown, they were already working on an album of original music. And Mick Jagger says that, you know, after all of this happened, this song just, you know, stuck out, that it was so perfect and resonated so well with what is going on in the world right now. It's called Living in a Ghost Town. And if anybody's been outside, if you've gone to the grocery store, you see how empty the streets are. You see how little traffic there is. It is a little bit like living in a ghost town. This is the song that the Rolling Stones dropped for you overnight. Idea there.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, it's a very classic Stones. They sound good, and the lyrics, considering that this was written way before any of this happened, are eerily relevant to what we're living through right now.
Mick and Keith wrote it. Yeah, it's a big 72 premiere for you. What, Mary?
Does that sound like a 76-year-old man singing that
song? No. No
He's
way.
Phenomenal.
I was watching the video. The video is on YouTube. You can watch it. And if you want to download the songs and buy some overpriced Rolling Stones merchandise, you can go to their website, rollingstones.com. It's all there. But on the video of this, you see the guys singing and performing. And you see Mick, you know, moving and gyrating. Not only a 76-year-old, but a 76-year-old who's had some heart conditions mm-hmm. and has been hospitalized. He's doing fantastic.
You know, whenever I'm out jogging.
Like,
pardon me?
He's got the moves like Jagger.
Whenever I'm running, I think of Mick Jagger because I read years ago that part of his workout regime, he runs backwards.
Huh.
And
does he ever know that he's running backwards?
Yeah, no, he does. No, it's Keith who doesn't know when he's running backwards.
Yeah.
But if you ever try to do that, I mean, you're working different muscles there. It's pretty impressive. Living in a ghost town, I like that. I missed the CNN Alicia Keys premiere last night. How was it?
This was a night of premiere songs. There were actually two or three of them that dropped, as they say, last night. It's a beautiful song. It's, you know, Alicia Keys, in my eyes, can do no wrong. This is another song that was written before the pandemic. It was another one that is so perfectly relevant to everything that is going on. It's called Good Job. Here is a little bit of Alicia Keys.
You don't let go. You just press forward. You're the engine that makes all things go. Always in disguise, my hero. Hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart.
Their voice just comes from the heavens, doesn't it?
I could listen to Alicia Keys all day long.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. She debuts it on CNN last night during one of those global town meetings that they were having. And when Anderson Cooper and Dr. Sanjay Gupta were slow dancing to this, it was a beautiful
I hope they
moment.
Were 6 feet apart.
They were.
All right, we'll get to New Kids on the Block with some music, and also this is the most music on the Big 72 today.
Yeah, man.
Back with Dean and the New Kids on the Block. Are they still called the New Kids on the Block?
They are, even though they're nearing AARP age. They are still called that, and still turning out great music too. They also put out a new song last night. This is a benefit song that benefits the group called No Kid Hungry, providing food for kids that would normally get meals in school, but because they're not in school are not getting their meals. But the New Kids put out a song called House Party with Boys to Men, with Jordan Sparks, with Naughty by Nature, and Big Fridia. It is just a really fun kind of dance song, a little bit different than how we know our New Kids. Take a listen.
All right.
Got nothing else but time. I think I'm gonna lose my mind. Gonna leave it all behind.
When will it stop?
You know what the kids are up to right now. St. Charles' own Donnie Wahlberg wrote and produced this song that's on Facebook. Right now, it's available on apps, and as I say, it's a benefit for the group that is called No Kid Hungry.
Nice. And now moving into the TV department, Will and Grace fans were watching last night, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was a fun finale. Will and Grace went, the original run of Will and Grace went off the air in 2006. And then came back again 3 years ago, and has had a really successful run for both of their series. Last night was the final episode here. What's some of the final moments?
It's time.
Honey, I think our girl's getting ready to have her litter.
Oh, my God, I'm going to be an uncle.
I'm going to be an aunt.
I'm going to be richer.
Hey, let me in. It's kind of my moment.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay, you guys, get the elevator. You ready for this?
100% no.
You're going to be great. We are going to be great.
So it was a one-hour special. The first half hour was all the characters moving on to new phases in their life. Grace going on to have a baby. Will is about to have a baby through a surrogate. Jack McFarland is moving on to Broadway. Karen Walker has gotten back with her husband, Stan. Really funny. And then the second half hour was just kind of this nice behind-the-scenes retrospective that they did. It was a really fun show. Undeniably one of the funniest and one of the most important comedies that's been on television that meant a lot more than just 22 minutes of laughs.
Definitely groundbreaking. All right, what are we going to watch this weekend besides the Bulls' Last Dance on ESPN Sunday
night?
Yeah,
well, that's it's got some tough competition. You're going to have to pick between Michael Jordan and an all-star Broadway tribute to Andrew Lloyd Webber, or to Stephen Sondheim, rather, who is turning 90 years old. And just about every huge name that has been on Broadway is going to be doing an appearance for Sondheim. That's going to be 7 o'clock on the Broadway.com. So if you're a theater nerd, you definitely want to tune in for that. There's also this weekend the GLAAD tribute concert called Together in Pride, You're Not Alone. It's an LGBTQ look at providing help to people who are in need because of the pandemic. Kesha, Melissa Etheridge, Adam Lambert, Billy Eichner, all will be performing. Sean Hayes, speaking of Will and Grace, he's going to be part of all that. That's also Sunday night at 7 o'clock. The other day I told you about the 72-hour concert marathon that's going to be going on. It is on a site that's called playonfest.com. 72 hours of previously recorded concerts from Coachella, from Lollapalooza, from some of the biggest concerts in the world. It's going to be playing starting today and running 72 straight hours. Saturday Night Live is back with another of their at-home versions that will be on Saturday night as well. Streaming online, there's this new Chris Hemsworth movie called Extraction. If you like high-action movies, I can't think of one that has much more high action than this one. He is a paid mercenary. He has to find and rescue the son of a powerful drug kingpin who's been kidnapped. And there is just nothing but action. The story-wise, it doesn't really break too much ground. But as far as ultra-heavy action in this movie, it definitely delivers that. I gave it a Dean's List B. It's on Netflix. Also, there is, for the kids this weekend, the animated Abominable. Nice little story about some teenagers who try to rescue a Yeti. That one is, you don't get too many Yeti movies.
Not enough.
Not nearly as many Yeti movies as I would like. That one's on Hulu. Ricky Gervais's new series, Afterlife Season 2, drops today on Netflix. And there's a new teen dramedy called Never Have I Ever that follows a bunch of teenagers, kind of coming of age kinds of story, created by Mindy Kaling, by the way. That one is also on Netflix. Couple of documentaries you might be interested in. The Beastie Boys story, if you're fans of the hip-hop pioneers, that one is available on Apple Plus. There is, in honor of Earth Day, a new environmental documentary that was put together by Michael Moore that talks about where we are in the world right now with our energy sources, and that's running free on YouTube right now. And as far as just a couple of classics, Lionsgate Pictures every Friday is running some of their classic movies, and today at 8 o'clock, they're going to be running Dirty Dancing on YouTube, because you can't put baby in the corner. Everyone knows that.
Yep.
And I just picked as one of my classics because it is, believe it or not, the 40th anniversary of the movie Airplane.
Still funny.
Surely you remember Airplane. that's on Amazon Prime right now.
There's your weekend. Thanks to Dean. We'll talk to you Monday.
Sunday, Sunday talking with Chris Hemsworth on my Sunday morning radio show, by the way.
All right. We will be listening.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thank you, sir.